Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. Today on the Healing Soul, I'm going to be talking about cultivating self-love with the help of your angels. Call upon your angels every day and ask them to help you in every way. Angels and archangels, help everyone listening. In every way, today and always, so be it. In a few minutes, we're going to do a meditation calling in your angels, and they're going to send you love and open your heart, and they'll enable you to have self-love and know your worth and really know your soul. And how cool is that? And, you know, when you think of self-love, it involves being kind to yourself, having boundaries, respecting yourself. Don't allow someone to treat you poorly. Just stop them and say, no, you're not going to do that to me, or walk away. Or if it's a friend, quit hanging out with them if they do it on a regular basis. Have boundaries for yourself, have self-respect. And acceptance of who you are right this very moment. You're whole and you're complete and you're worthy. So you have compassion. I'm sure everyone listening has compassion for other people, but we are so hard on ourselves. So give yourself a break today. There is no perfect person in this world. Be kind to yourself. And what I mean is say positive affirmation or positive words to yourself. Write down, I love myself. I'm perfect in every way. And give yourself that self-love. And forgive yourself. If you screwed up or made mistakes today, everyone does. Everybody's imperfect in many, many ways. It's called being human. And there is a Hawaiian prayer, and I'm probably not pronouncing this correctly, Ho'oponopono. And it's a Hawaiian miracle prayer. For peace and forgiveness and good health and even wealth you can call to you. And there's many different prayers on YouTube if you look it up. And it's a powerful forgiveness prayer. And I want you right now, if you can, just to shut your eyes and repeat after me. We're going to do it three times. And if you need to forgive yourself, think of yourself. Or if there's someone in your life that's hurt you, think of them right now. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. Second time. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. Third time. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. This prayer is so powerful in forgiving yourself and others. And just think of letting go of any resentment or any negative energy that you have for yourself or someone else. And you can say that prayer daily. And it has worked miracles in others' lives. And it can for you listening too. And you know, when I say try to be positive and say positive affirmations, if you're having a lousy day and you need to sit down and cry or go scream in your backyard to get rid of that energy and get it out of you, or to shake it off and literally do some jumping jacks and brush it off and envision it going into Mother Earth, allow yourself to feel that and cry or scream. Just release it. Get rid of it. You just don't want to hold it inside of you. And like I said, set boundaries. Learn how to say no. Your time is a precious commodity, so use your time wisely. And if you are a people pleaser like I used to be, I used to say yes when I meant no, and you end up running around for everybody else. You don't get your own stuff done, and then you're not on your soul's path. You're being diverted. So learn how to say no and focus on what you need to get done first and only say yes to the things you truly want to do. And if you have friends that drain you, keep your distance from them and make an excuse, or just say no, thanks for asking, and you don't even have to give an excuse. You're just not available, but thanks for thinking of me, and that's it. So make time for yourself to play, to sing, to dance, to learn how to paint, whatever relaxes you. You need to actually schedule time of just downtime where you're relaxing. And getting back to self-love, allowing yourself to have 8 hours sleep at least 5 nights out of the seven so that your body can restore itself, and physically, mentally, and emotionally, good sleep is so good for you. And if you're beating yourself up for not achieving the goals you set for yourself for this year, we've got a clean slate coming in a couple of weeks. It's a new year. So in this new year, I want you to try to achieve small little goals daily and pat yourself on the back when you do the small things. And by the end of the year, you'll have accomplished something big that can change your life. And like I say, I always do a self-evaluation every month and ask yourself, what are your goals? You got to know where you're going to be able to get there. And ask yourself, you listening right now, how are you feeling today? And you can journal this every day. And use your talents daily and be proud of it, of what you're good at, and use your talents and shine where you're talented. And don't be embarrassed to shine. Everybody's got different talents, and it makes the world a better place. You think of the painters and the writers and the awesome people that can sing. I've always been jealous of that talent. I wish I could sing, and I can't, but it's just a wonderful talent that you can share with someone. And to cultivate self-love, remember to do self-care, physical care, emotional care, and mental care. Check in with yourself. How are you? How are you physically, emotionally, mentally? And meditate. And you can get answers in meditation. It relaxes you. It is good for mental, emotional, and physical. So meditate every day, 15 to 20 minutes, and really try to do it on a regular basis. It can change your life. And it's a huge part of self-care and self-love. And learn to have self-acceptance as you are right now. Don't pick yourself apart of, oh, I need to lose 10 pounds or gain 10 pounds or this or that. You are whole and unconditionally loved exactly as you are right now. And I want you to ask every person listening, ask yourself, what am I passionate about? Do you know? Have you been so busy running, 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 especially with the holidays, that you've lost your path or your passion in life? So recalibrate for this new year. And I want you to make a vision board. And on this vision board, I want you to put what you're passionate about, what you'd like to bring into your life in 2025, and cut out pictures and words that you want to be your 2025. And discernment was my word. Sparkle was my word. So 2025, I'm going to do a meditation next week, and we'll discover what your word or your theme for the new year is. It's always fun to do. But you can start your vision board now and start doing that self-evaluation. And if you have a friend that makes you crack up and laugh and are so fun to be with, hang out with them more. Laughter is such good medicine for your soul. It raises your vibration just like meditation does. And be around those positive people as much as you possibly can. And try yourself to choose happiness and choose to be positive. And we're all going to have our shitty days where things seems like everything we touch turns to shit. Just shake it off and let it go and know that tomorrow is going to be a better day. And like I said, if you've got people that you don't enjoy being around, it's not cruel to have a boundary that you're not going to be friends with them anymore. Just eliminate that person from your life if you can. You could check out meetup groups in your area to meet like-minded people that have similar interests that would be fun to be around. There's intuitive groups. There's groups for everything on meetup.com. And like I said, meditation has always been the number one way for me to get in touch with my soul. And I know it'll work for you too. It's worked for millions of people worldwide. And it teaches you to be present in the moment. And it teaches you to listen to your soul. Because you slow down in meditation and you just listen for what message you get. And the more you practice, the more messages you receive. And it's a magical, mystical thing the first time you get a knowing message about your life, and then it comes true. So journal and meditate. Treat yourself, give yourself a hug, call your angels in daily. And if any of you listening are feeling depressed because of the holidays, I know for a lot of people they've lost loved ones and it's a depressing time. Ask for help. Go to a counselor. Asking for help shows your strength. And don't let anyone else diminish you. If you're feeling depressed and someone's like, oh, you'll feel better tomorrow, or oh, it's not that bad, you're having a pity party, don't listen to them. Your mental health is very important. Go to a counselor, ask for help. It shows how strong you are, and it couldn't be a more loving thing to do for yourself. And talk to your family and friends that are supportive if you're feeling down too. That always helps me. And now, if you can, obviously, if you're driving, you can't, but if you're at home, take your shoes and socks off, put your feet on the ground, sink your hips into your favorite chair, relax your shoulders. We're going to take three deep breaths and we're going to do a meditation to call self-love and your angels to you in this meditation. So we're going to start with three deep breaths, pause, and exhale loudly. Now, with your feet on the ground, if you're outside, great. And if you're inside, just shut your eyes and envision the earth and the dirt beneath your feet. And I want you to let all the stress and all your worries go out your calves, your ankles, the bottom of your feet. Mother Earth, you're releasing them into Mother Earth. Ah, feel lighter. Now, the space where all the worry was, I want you to fill up with unconditional love in every cell, coming through your crown chakra, filling your whole body. Unconditional love and wellness is going into every cell right now. A brilliant white light washes over you. You feel confident, you feel peaceful, and you feel loved. You feel Archangel Michael in the room with you, covering you with his shield and with protection. Archangel Michael is cutting any emotional cords with any unhealthy relationships now. He takes his sword out and cuts them now. You feel free in the cords from bad relationships and unhealthy situations. The cords are cut now. You're free. Take an exhale. You feel lighter. Archangel Gabriel comes into the room. Ah, oh, you feel peace. Archangel Gabriel gives you messages and clears communication in your knowingness. Gabriel opens your third eye and allows you to align with your soul. We'll sit with Gabriel for a moment. You can almost hear a trumpet playing in the distance. knowing that Gabriel is there cheering you on and helping you in every way. Now Archangel Raphael is present and beams of healing, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, literally beams of light are going through your whole body in your aura. And Archangel Raphael is healing you now, whatever you need at this moment. Sit in this moment of green healing light. Now Archangel Uriel is standing in the room, sending you wisdom from all the wounds that you've had in your life, giving you clarity over everything that you've been through, reflecting on every situation, and sit in it now and bask in the wisdom that is yours. Archangel Ariel is in the room, allowing abundance to come to you and clearing your chakras to allow abundance and wealth and knowing that you are worthy right this moment. And Ariel wants you to connect to Mother Earth, and Earth's resonance come up through your feet, aligning you to your soul and to whatever your heart's desire is. This week sometime, Ariel would like you to take a walk in nature. And now a pink glow engulfs your aura. And Archangel Shamuel is in the room. Peace and love are sent to you from Archangel Shamuel, making you realize how strong you really are. Archangel Shamuel increases the amount of self-love you have, increasing now. You feel your heart overflowing in love. It envelops your whole self, your whole aura. It brings tears to your eyes. You are loved so very much. Archangel Ezekiel is standing in front of you, bathing you with violent light. This violent, beautiful purple light, allowing you to release the negative patterns in your life that you keep repeating. You realize right now that you don't have to do that. They no longer serve you. Forgiveness for yourself washes over you. The self-judgment you've had is gone now. Archangel Metatron is going to assist you on your spiritual path now, aligning you. Imagine two cords going from your shoulders up to the heavens to your soul now. These are your cords of communication. Archangel Metatron is aligning you and clearing your chakras. Archangel Sandalphon enters the room. And this angel delivers all your prayers and connects you to your divineness, allowing you to trust that what you desire is coming to you. All your prayers are heard loud and clear. All your intentions are up to the divine and the divine within you, bringing them into your reality. Archangel Jophiel beams a golden light onto you now. You're shining like a star, and you realize you are worthy, increasing your self-worth higher and higher and higher and higher. You're so confident now, knowing you are your soul. No one can hurt you. Archangel Azrael gives you peace and comfort for whatever worries are in your heart. A peace washes over you. And I know someone listening is having tremendous grief right now. Archangel Azrael is sending you comfort and love to allow you to feel the grief and move through it, and allowing you to heal. Archangel Haniel just entered the room and is standing before you. The angel wings of all 12 angels are surrounding the entire room, encircling you and sending you love and wisdom. Your intuition is increasing. Joy fills your heart. A knowingness comes over you. Everything is going to be all right. Sit with the vision of 12 angel wings surrounding the room you're in and the perimeters, surrounding you, beaming you, whatever you listening need at this very moment. They're there to help you and serve you. Ah, you're worthy, you're loved, and you're at peace. And know you can call your angels to you every single day. All you have to do is ask, angels and archangels, help me today in every way. And when you're ready, I want you to wiggle your toes and open your eyes. And I hope you felt emotional healing and love and peace wash over you when we did that meditation. I know I did. It always is a release to connect to your angels. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card, and today's card is Death and Rebirth. An end to the old way of doing things. Begin a healthy new routine. Form new habits over the next 21 days. This is the perfect time to initiate a needed change in your life, death and rebirth. In 21 days, we've got right around 3 weeks to the new year. So you can think this week, what's an old habit that you want to change and create a new, healthier habit in your life and have death to the old way and a rebirth for a beautiful new life. You are a limitless soul thumped into this body. And I appreciate every single soul listening today. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please hit the follow button and share or leave a kind word or a five-star review. I really, really do appreciate it. And I'm doing the podcast to give hope, and I want to give hope to as many people as I can and to encourage others. And know that I am just a friend. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a doctor. So if you're very, very depressed, seek a counselor. Call a hotline. It shows that you have strength. And if you'd like to contact me for a reading, my email is mbnelson09@gmail. Or if you'd like me to be on a guest on your podcast, or if you would like to be a guest on The Healing Soul, you can email me. If you'd like to see what I'm up to, my website is marybeth333.com. And I would really appreciate it if you would check out my books. My latest one is Intuitive Heart on Amazon Books. They make great Christmas gifts. And I'm almost done with my next book that will be out by February of next year. So I'm looking forward to introducing that to you soon. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. The Healing Soul, empowering wellness and oneness.